The Rush Limbaugh Show on the EIB Network. My name's Ken Matthews, in for Rush today. Hour two of the show, and you turn on the news and things are melting down, and we have a meltdown expert, the lovely and talented Mark Stein, on a Canadian phone line. Welcome.
Yeah, those great quality Canadian phone lines. You can't beat them. I don't know whether they service Pennsylvania, Ken, but if they do, seize it up. Please snap it up immediately.
Is this not the weirdest thing? You talking to me on Rush's show, this is bizarre. But anyway, it's very great to have you on the show.
Yeah, it sounds like one of those parody competitions. First prize is dinner with one Rush guest host. Second prize is dinner with two Rush guest hosts. I don't know about that, but it's great to be on with you and Todd in the next hour.
You're getting a ton of Tucker time, as I call it, and you brought up some great points yesterday that nailed it. That so many of this rioting and looting and vandalizing. It's from the ignorance of a generation of far left activists. And I would add to it, I think the silent majority is just too silent. Too many Republicans in particular have been beaten into submission by political correctness.
Yeah, I think that's true. It's not enough. Where senior prominent conservatives are not drawing the line here, and we have to draw the line. As you said, these guys know nothing, so they're destroying everything. The statue of the black soldiers who fought for the Union Army, or in Parliament Square in London, defacing the statue of Abraham Lincoln. In other words, these guys can't tell one old dead statue from another old dead statue. But there's a basic point here. If you destroy your past, you have no future. Societies that do this, it does not work out well for them, as in year zero for Pol Pot in Cambodia, that basically you cut off people from their entire civilizational inheritance for good and bad. And nobody is perfect. These men lived in their times, and their times are not our times. People are now saying Churchill is racist, so his statue should come down. Well, in 1940, whether or not Churchill is racist, whether or not he was unpleasant, whether or not he had the wrong views on transgender bathrooms, in 1940 you had a choice between being on Team Churchill or Team Hitler. That's not a difficult choice to make. And if you think quibbling about what Churchill said about this, that, or the other, you've lost the imaginative capacity to understand what it was like to be there in 1940 and faced with an existential choice.
I think when people are not taught, by the way, if you're just tuning into the Rush Limbaugh show today, my name's Ken, and the caller you're hearing who sounds like Mark Stein is actually Mark Stein, one of the other guest hosts. Later you'll hear Todd Herman. I know, it's like a weird trip on cannabis.
Yeah, but anyway, I didn't know I had a Canadian calling plan that could dial to Pennsylvania. So this is a big thrill for me. I may order takeout from Harrisburg tonight.
Well, I don't know if the government would approve of that here. Our governor is, we're still in a battle with the governor. What you hit on before was, educationally, the current generation, I don't think they have the analytical brain power because they're drunk on propaganda and Kool-Aid. So they can't sit down and look at the writings of a George Washington and say, look at how this man felt and how he evolved and his passion for freedom. The same with Lincoln. If you're taught about these people by propagandists, if you're getting your history from Don Lemon, you're not going to hear anything good about, like you said, the old white guys that fought for freedom. You'll hear nothing good. Nobody takes the time to actually read history. They're busy reading Howard Zinn.
No, and I think it actually is a kind of, well, for start, I think it's generally psychologically unhealthy to be raised to loathe the entire history of your country, basically, until the day before yesterday. It's a form of narcissism. You're basically saying the only shot at redemption this country has is me, because the first 2.5 centuries have been a total disaster. I don't think that's psychologically healthy, but it's also a kind of deformity, because if you cannot understand the past is different, you cannot have empathy. Everyone, what I find ludicrous about, I think it's on one of those street signs outside this new breakaway republic in Seattle. Along the barricades, they've got written the words empathy. These guys are actually incapable of empathy. They cannot understand what it's like to be a white guy sitting in a government building in Washington in 1861 and having to make a momentous decision, because you know if you go to town on this thing, it's going to be a big civil war that tears the country apart. There's no capacity even for imagining the choices that white guy had in Washington in 1861.
Well, you just nailed it. And it's frustrating, but it's so beautifully explained by someone with your accent. Thanks, Mark Stein.